Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bones & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host and business partner and best friend. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday after a holiday week. I mean, we're back. Happy December 1st, everybody, when we're recording. Happy December. We're so excited to be back in the studio.
I love it. We have the tree on. It's cozy. I feel like everyone is back to work.
I know. Everyone is back to work. Everyone's back in school. We were hit with so much snow this week.
Blizzard conditions.
It feels, yeah. It almost felt like Christmas break. Like it was a very restful Thanksgiving.
It really, really was. I loved every minute of it. I always like Thanksgiving break. And this was no exception. We were waiting, as we still are, for the baby.
Baby Bean has not yet arrived. We really thought a few times there. I'm like, oh, tonight it'll be the night. Oh, tonight. Yes. No, not yet. So
we've all been having dreams that the baby is coming and tonight's the night. And I wake up, I'm like, not yet.
So we will keep you abreast of the situation as much as we know. But yeah, it's getting down to her actual due date is this week.
Yes, the 5th.
The 5th. So, I mean, the baby should be here soon. Yeah. Like, where are you? I really thought it was going to happen last night. So yesterday was my birthday, November 30th, Sunday. And it was a lovely, I think that's kind of what we'll start with. We'll kind of work our way throughout the week of things that we need to update them with. I like when, not that it, we've had, it kind of felt like a long time since we recorded, even though we recorded on, was it Monday or Tuesday? I honestly can't remember.
It might have been Tuesday.
Yes.
And you just did one. Well, why don't we backtrack? There's not much to say. We had a great Thanksgiving.
We did have a great Thanksgiving. Turkey. We had turkey. We had stuffing.
Yeah.
And it was really cozy.
Yeah.
And we watched, I always love the Macy's Day Parade. There's nothing better.
Nothing better.
So festive.
Well, the dog show is right up there, though. I love the dog show.
The dog show was particularly funny this year.
Yeah.
I really loved that as well.
And if you haven't watched the movie Best in Show, it's an old movie. It's really funny with Eugene Levy.
You really should.
It makes me, every time I see the dog show, I want to watch that movie again. It's really funny.
It's honestly a little too accurate, like the way that
it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And let's see, Wednesday night, Elizabeth and I went out, which was uneventful for me, but very eventful for her. So I was happy, you know, for her that
she had a great
saw time. The character she needed to see. I was there as the support team.
Yes.
And Thanksgiving was really relaxing. And then, I don't know, Friday was also super just cozy. That's when we really had a lot of snow.
Yes.
I saw some of my college friends on Saturday.
Yeah, that was fun. They were in town.
So that was lovely. And then Sunday was my birthday. And that was also so sweet.
I'm going to interject.
Please.
Because while you were out with college friends, we went and celebrated my nephew's 21st birthday.
Yes, we're birthday twins. So he's born the 29th. I'm the 30th.
Yep.
And
my niece was in town and he was there and we had a ball. We had a really good time.
I'm kind of sad I missed it.
It was fun.
Yeah, I know. Everyone kept talking about it.
They then went out to the bars, but we stayed at the restaurant for a long time.
Yeah.
And talked.
It seemed like you guys had a rip-roaring good time.
And it was kind of funny because obviously Claire's pregnant and I said to my nephew, I'm like, how exciting to have a pregnant woman at your 21st birthday celebration.
Wait, that's funny, Mom.
Yeah, it was just family. It was fun.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yes.
It's good to see them.
Yeah, that did seem very fun.
Yeah, we were screaming and laughing, actually. We were loud.
I heard that you were loud.
It was funny.
I know. I should have been there.
Yeah.
Of course, the one time I like made the plans on the same night. Yeah,
we missed you. But it was good.
Okay. Yeah. And then yesterday was really lovely with my birthday. It was just relaxing. You know, a Sunday we got some Christmas lattes. We sat by the fire. We had a really cozy dinner at just a delicious restaurant. Mom and Dad both gave me the most wonderful gifts. It was such a surprise. Mm-hmm. And you had your banner, which, you know, you guys all need to remember as we head into hosting season, is the purse hangers from Amazon to hang a banner. It's so lovely for like a centerpiece or if you're hosting a little like ornament exchange.
Anything. If you just want to perk up your day.
If you just hang
a little banner.
Hang your clothes on there and dry it out for laundry. I'm kidding.
They're really cute. In fact, now that you're talking about it, I might get myself a silver pair.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
We use the gold ones all the time and just different happy birthday banners.
They're
really cute. I did pink and gold. Elizabeth's birthday's right around the corner. So I need to do something for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to use them again. I but I think silver.
I always, that's always such a good little party trick.
It is.
And yeah, it was just relaxing and a great little, it was actually kind of nice because at first I kind of felt bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been such a big week, my birthday, but it actually bookended the holiday week.
Oh yeah.
Very well.
It
so.
Was, and you know what? It was nice because I think Sunday, the Sunday scaries, it's always kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
After a holiday weekend. And it was great to have, I didn't have to make dinner. We went out.
I really liked my outfit so last night.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about your outfit.
Let's.
Please tell us.
Yeah, I mean, well, I had my first outfit for the Bose Bakery, which was just like that cute little green bow skirt. You know, I always need a touch of bows of some sort. So that was my first birthday outfit. And then last night, we ordered this Zara. I saw it just on the website. And I'm a sucker for a suit. Like, I just, if I could only have that, like, wear blazers and suits. Like, I just think that that style, for me, for some reason, I think it's because it's structured. I don't know. So it was this like tuxedo suit from Zara. It wasn't even that expensive. I think the top was $99 and the bottom was like under $100. So,
yes.
And you could break them apart. So I wore that, and then it was a plunging neckline. So you're going to need like a cami or something underneath it. And then Lauren Hope sent me all of this jewelry from their Christmas collection.
It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And it was just very fresh. And I had this really pretty necklace.
And you picked that necklace, didn't you?
I did pick the necklace.
It was really pretty. It looks diamondy. And then it has a piece hanging down. So it was perfect.
It's a style that I don't really own, but it's going to, I feel like I'm going to wear it a lot, especially this month for the holiday season. It would make for a great gift. Lauren Hope's prices are pretty reasonable. We wore them for Claire's wedding, her jewelry. It's really nice stuff. And then I pulled out the good old Louboutins, which I'm such a freak. I can literally only wear them on like big events because...
Are you saving them?
I'm saving them, but they also get uncomfortable quickly because I fully haven't broken them in. But that is literally the most flattering shoe on everyone's foot. Like,
I love them.
I cannot recommend it enough.
They are pretty uncomfortable for a while.
Yes, the Kate heel. But you got me those, I think, for graduation. I just love them. Yeah, I love my really Louboutins. Nice. They're stunning. So anyway, I wore that. And it was perfect because... Yeah, it was just like a good little Sunday night look. So
it's gorgeous.
I highly recommend that tuxedo suit for you guys. Because then what I'm planning like on, just because I do love it. Okay. It really reminded me of like Veronica Beard Lejeune's level quality.
Oh, for sure.
Even though it was Zara. But what I like about it is that I can wear obviously the pants, but then the jacket, like I could wear that with like a black jean.
Yes.
Wear that out.
I also think you could put like a really pretty... like open black, like white silky or satiny blouse with it would look also stunning.
I think so. Yeah, I think that would be
or
very
a
nice.
Silky shell underneath it if you wanted.
Yes.
Silky cami. I love how you did it with the black.
I was even thinking like if someone was going to a winter wedding or like something for New Year's Eve but didn't want to wear like a dress or whatever, like that would be a cool thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
You could add a sparkly shoe.
Sparkly shoe. I feel like I'm going to really get a lot of use out of it.
And those pants, I think you'll wear those pants all winter. They have the tuxedo stripe down the side.
Which I really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that type of style on me. So that was really, you know, I always like to focus on my birthday outfits too much.
Of course.
Even though it doesn't really necessarily matter. But for me, I don't know. I like to look at it. And I have settled into the fact that I'm 26.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So
it was a little rocky yesterday morning. You seemed a little bent out of shape, like it was a big surprise that you were 26.
It did kind of hit. I woke up and I was like, ah, shoot, we're here. And then I like was like, get a grip.
You got to be grateful. It's amazing.
So grateful.
Yeah.
So grateful. Yeah. No, and it was a really fun day. So that was
right.
Nice. And I really just feel in my bones it's going to be a great year for me.
I do too.
Don't you feel that way? I feel like 26 is going to be a great year.
It's
so.
Even. I love even years.
Yes. It's like a real adult number.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be fantastic.
But I'll link that tuxedo set down below if you guys want to check it out. We've honestly gotten some great pieces from Zara. I wore that fun fur coat on Saturday night when I went out to dinner with my college friends, and that was super fun.
Yeah.
Elizabeth wore a cool jacket on Wednesday night from Zara.
Yeah,
she got a lot
of
compliments on it.
Green velvety.
Yes. Yes.
Brocade. It was really pretty.
Yes. Yeah, we did. I really loved all the pieces.
Yeah, we hadn't been into a Zara store, and then we did. You ordered a whole bunch of things, and every piece has worked out well. All, like, you're doing a great, I love the 12 dresses of Christmas.
Oh, I know. Those are so fun.
And you're featuring a different one each day. And the shoes, I think 3 pairs of the shoes all came from Zara.
All came from Zara.
So if you're,
and then I wore my Thanksgiving top from Zara. My silky white one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. And I can't wait to wear, I mean, I just obviously stayed in the house in it, but I'm excited to wear that out and about for like a holiday dinner. Yeah. You could wear that for Christmas. I don't know. I just felt like it was updated chic pieces.
That's a cool blouse because you could also do like a, I'm going to say legging, but just like a really skinny pant and mm-hmm. a riding boot even.
Definitely. Yes.
I don't know where, but you could do that.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. So Zara really, you know, you have to get it while it's good. We had gotten a really cute fur purse there. Sold out.
Sold out. I know. It was very cool. But I do like their heels. And yeah. Yeah, I was very happy with those pieces. You got me a really gorgeous. You got me with a few of my gifts. You surprised me.
Yay me.
But but Anne and obviously Deb, but Anne picked it out. Got me this beautiful civet purse in forest green, and I have just been obsessed with all the civet bags. You got one because I kind of forced you to this summer. Yeah. You know,
it was a fun force, right?
A playful force. You got one this summer, and it's white. Like a long rectangular. And then I just think they're so pretty. They're yes. fairly, I mean, obviously they're an investment, but I would say that I think that designer purses have become pretty outrageous. Mm-hmm. And I think the Civet ones are fairly reasonable considering it's leather, it's a nice brand, but you got a forest green color for me, which I will wear all winter long.
It's beautiful.
It's so tasteful.
It's so chic.
It's I so love adult. It. It's so 26. It is.
It's written all over that bag. All,
as soon yeah. as you walk in, you'll be like, okay, that girl is for sure yeah. over 25. Just by that bag.
It's a cool bag.
It's a really cool bag.
And you can
cool
even
bag.
Use it in the summer. Like, I know it's forest yes. green, but it's leather and it's really pretty.
I thought it was really pretty. And actually, the girl who I saw the original white purse from, yes. she actually just used the white purse in the winter as well, like a whole winter oh. white. So you could do that as well.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
You can literally do whatever you yeah. want. People are in sweatpants.
yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. So, yeah, those are some of our updates. What was your... I would say the bow, obviously, the week was my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think I necessarily had low, other than my acceptance of my age, which I've moved on from.
Right.
I wouldn't say I had a low too much. What was your bow, just the whole holiday week?
I had my low, but it was actually still a bow. So we went to a funeral on Friday. So, I mean, a funeral is kind of a low, but yes. it was a great celebration of life. It was one of our family friends and one of my dear friends' dad passed away at age 89. And so that was sort of a low, but it was a beautiful, beautiful funeral. Mm-hmm. But that's my sad. Bow, so many. Thanksgiving, obviously your birthday.
Yes.
What else? Oh, I got the baby's room.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, you did some organizing.
I did some organizing. And you know, when it's like in the back of your head, like, I just want a minute to do that. I got it done. And it looks really good. I just organized the stuff I had. I put the bouncy seat together. And I have like a little play yard. I have not put that together. It's not anything urgent. And it was more involved. I needed a Phillips screwdriver, which I need to go get.
A Phillips screwdriver.
Elizabeth walked in and said, what's going on here? And it's a Montessori play yard that I got. I'm calling it a play yard. It's a mat that you put on the ground. And then it has two like overarching things. So you put the baby on the ground and then they look up at the stuff. So mm-hmm. I would call that a play yard.
I would say so.
But these are wood. Mm. Like, I don't know. So I want to put that together just so it's ready. But absolutely. I got the blankets organized. I did the little, you know, we've talked about, I have that rattan bassinet.
Yes.
You saw it. I got the boucle little organizer and there's a shelf underneath and I put everything in that.
So sweet. It looks.
I am ready. And then I have, I moved some stuff. I know what else I did. I organized my office.
I know. I was going to cue you
things
up for that.
Things were kind of piling up on one shelf, which you know it can happen very quickly. And it was just, I needed a new organizational system.
Absolutely.
And I have it. And then I made space because the office is on the first floor and I put like a couple quilts on the shelf. I have like a piece of furniture with shelving on it. With cabinets. So I put that in there and a little boppy for the baby. And then I have also boucle from Pottery Barn. It's really cute. Little portable organizer for diapers and wipes and whatever. So I put that in there as well. So I think I'm ready.
My personal favorite was when I walked into the closet and you had the two onesies hanging on the hangers. I was like, this is so small.
I have little gold hangers. And I have a pair of pajamas, Christmas pajamas, and then a little Christmas outfit. But other than that, I do have onesies.
Right. I was saying to you, just because I feel like we've made this pregnancy our entire personality. Yeah. I feel like her pregnancy went really fast and then it slowed down. Mm-hmm. You know, like it really, now it's like days.
And I thought it was slow in the beginning when you couldn't tell anyone. Then it went fast and now we're slow again.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal.
I think it's very normal. And if we think it's slow, I think she said she couldn't fall asleep till 2 last night.
Oh, God.
Because she kept thinking. And then every mom knows this. Like, she keeps washing her hair. She's like an every other day hair washer, I think.
She is, yes.
She's washing it every day, getting ready, shaving her legs, all of that, so that if she goes into labor, she feels fresh and ready.
I was convinced the baby was going to be born on my birthday. And then when we left dinner last night, I was like, oh, the baby's coming tonight. I was so convinced.
I know. We had like a big steak dinner. She didn't have steak.
She didn't have steak. I had steak. It was so good.
I don't think she can have steak or doesn't. I don't know.
I don't think she can have steak either.
I don't know. But
I'm
she
not
didn't.
Sure. She didn't have steak.
She had pasta.
She had pasta.
Yeah.
But so yeah, the baby. I mean, I feel like the baby will be born this week because it's her due date.
Right. Well, she goes to the doctor tomorrow and then they pick an induction date. So she will at least know if she doesn't go, she'll know a date.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
So that'll be, and I think they've ranked because they will go to the doctor tomorrow and then they can schedule. So she'll know.
She could schedule anytime this week, basically.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Depending, and I don't know how that works. Like, they have to see if there's an open appointment, I think.
Right. I have no idea. I don't think it's like a nail appointment. I think you need to have people.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a little bit more involved.
Yes. So she'll schedule it. So we'll at least have a date if the baby doesn't come before then.
Yeah.
So exciting.
So exciting. It's like, I said to mom, I have been feeling like nervous, but like nothing in my life is stressing me out. Like, actually everything's going very well, but I think it's just, you know, Eclair and, you know, just like the whole family. I'm feeling.
It's exciting.
Feeling like I constantly have butterflies in my stomach. And I'm like.
Right. And saying prayers that everything goes well.
That was my birthday wish.
Yes. That was nice.
For baby beam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And to go viral, but mostly baby bean.
Yeah. After the baby. Baby bean,
after
then viral.
After baby bean, then viral. Right. But
you did have a very great reel that's doing well.
Oh, yeah. That was
so
good.
So that's good.
Yeah.
You're still working super hard.
Yep. We're not going to stop. I feel like I've kind of cracked the algorithm a little bit. So that's good.
No, you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so producer, share what you have for us today for this show.
Well, I haven't read it, but you and I thought this would be good. You've gotten great feedback before when we've done Loving Lately, things that we are loving lately.
Yes.
So we thought this would be like the holiday edition.
Correct, yes.
You like that
idea? I love this idea, of course.
Yes. You know, before, well, we could talk about this as we go along. I was thinking about, I did want to mention that I have added some extra layers.
Why didn't
you
talk about it?
I was telling my mom this. We stopped over there yesterday. You know, I don't know if this has happened to you before, but you get your Christmas decorations up. And this year I was really on it just because I wanted to be ready.
Of course.
And then over the weekend, I started doing like extra layers of decorations, little extra touches that were so enjoyable, which doesn't happen every year. Like, I don't always make the time or have the interest in doing that. But nothing major. I just put garland down the dining room table. And I am telling you that Walmart, my Texas house brand, which we talked about before.
She's doing the most.
I have that Walmart partner membership or whatever. I'm a member of Walmart. They deliver the things. And because I pay the yearly fee or whatever. And I got some more ornaments. And they are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They have pearls all over it.
Yes.
So I put those. I just nestled those along the garland with some candlesticks. Nothing, you know, over the top or anything. It just was something I didn't do last year. And I really, this morning I just stood there and looked at it. And I'm like, that's really pretty.
No, I really love how you ramped up the Christmas decor this year. And I think it was so bananas of you to put the second Christmas tree in the foyer. I mean, I can't get over it. It's so cozy and sweet. Yes.
Yeah.
And why don't you kind of talk about your magnolia leaves? Is that what they're called?
Yes, I have two things. The magnolia leaves, I also ordered those from Walmart. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're my Texas house person. They're definitely faux, and they look pretty faux, but they have gold on it.
I think they're pretty good.
And I love them.
I love a magnolia leaf.
Yes, and we have them in our urns on our front steps, real ones. But these faux ones, I kind of mixed them in with some pine cones and the sleigh,
mm-hmm.
and they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so homey and they go so well with the taupe kitchen.
Yeah.
You should, everyone should just like pick a few up and put them in your house. I kind of want some for my apartment. I don't know if they would go. Yeah, they would go.
Oh, I think they, and I think with the Ralph Lauren inspired Christmas, magnolia leaves, absolutely, because they have that little bit of brown in there.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. Another thing, if you happen to see, Emily did a whole tablescape reel, and it was for Amazon.
Oh, it was a partnership for their Black Friday.
Yes. And one of the things that we got, and I also love them, it's called Fresh Cut Paper. And my friend had given me a hydrangea card once, and you can order them from Amazon, comes in a big envelope, and you can mail them. So then when the person gets it, it's 3D cards. So I ordered two of the Christmas trees, and we were, I just thought they were pretty, and we ended up putting them on the tablescape. Well, it's a 3D, it's probably like maybe 15 inches tall, and then it has little ornaments that you pop out, and it's all paper, and you hang it. Adorable for kids.
So cute for kids.
Like really cute. I think that's a great idea. Great for adults. I had so much fun. I was hanging all the little ornaments on, and then I put them in my closet. I have two of them, and I have a tray, and they're on the tray, and they're just lovely.
They're lovely. And I had to do, obviously it was for the partnership, it was for the campaign to do like a Black Friday sale. So we centered around hosting and a tablescape, but then ended up finding the most amazing pieces from Amazon.
Yeah,
those of which kind of came out of it. And right. When I came into your closet there the other day when I was, you know, over Thanksgiving, I'm like, oh my gosh, you put them in here. They're so cute.
So if you have like a little, they'd be pretty in a little powder room, these little Christmas trees. Maybe we'll try and remember to link them on the Bose and
yes,
Company
yes.
Instagram. That is just a great find.
Great find.
Yeah.
Love Amazon. And there was a couple other pretty pieces.
Do you remember last week, if you listened last week, I was talking about my obsession with the Southern Living Dillard's Nutcrackers. And I got mine. They showed up from eBay and I was not disappointed. They're brand new.
Brand new.
And I went to put them on a chest and Elizabeth suggested a better idea. And I'm really glad I went with Elizabeth's idea because the back of the Nutcrackers also have decorations on them.
Oh, yes.
So where they are, you see them from both sides. And I love them. In fact, I opened them and I said, I'd like to introduce you to your new brothers.
And I like where you put them. They're right when you walk in.
Yeah. And we've been saluting them and bowing to them. And they are superstars.
They're superstars.
I love them.
They're just gorgeous. Yes.
Also along the lines of Christmas decor, I set an alarm on my phone. I never do this kind of stuff. I set an alarm on my phone sometime in November, I guess, maybe the end of October, for the Penny Lynn Designs. She's a needle pointer. Advent calendar. And it came.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
What do you think? Tell us what you think.
It was a rush. It might have been the highlight of the holiday season. I was so tickled. So it had 25 days and 24, sorry. All packaged individually, labeled with the days. Mm. And you're supposed to open them every day leading up to Christmas. We, Elizabeth, myself, and Mom opened them all in one sitting.
Yes,
and you know what? I've never felt such a high. It was thrilling.
Yeah.
And I actually recorded it. It's on my TikTok. And it was so fun and so many cute things. And it was a Christmas magical experience.
It came in a huge box.
It did.
So we opened, the first day we opened two. Maybe three.
Yes. You had the intention of doing it every
day. And
then
I put it down on the ground, but it's in a big box. And so then we just decided. Let's just open it.
Let's just open it because a lot of the stuff you want to use. And I was really impressed by all of the packaging, all of the items. Every one day that you open, you're like, who are her vendors? Like,
I know.
It was really fun. I don't believe that it's available anymore. I think she sold out.
I think she sold out. She had two versions. One, I think, was 12 days. One was 24. And then I did see on her Instagram, she just had some in the store. So if you live near Rowayton, Connecticut.
Oh, she did have them in the store.
She might have had, she had some leftovers and they were in the store. I'm telling you, it was so fun.
It was so fun. It was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Whatever, how much it was, because it was like one cute thing after another.
Great products.
Great products.
Creativity and her packaging. I mean, a ton of work.
I'm a big supporter of Penny Lynn. I think she's killing it.
She is killing it. And it was adorable.
It was adorable. It was a fun little thing that you did. I'm glad you you ordered it. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was really fun.
It was really fun.
So I think that is my, we talked about my needlepoint tree last week, I think.
Yes, we did. Yes.
And that's a nice little piece of decor.
I have to post about that. Adorable.
Oh, one other thing that was a nice extra touch, which I made the time to do it. I did wrap like 4 little empty boxes and put them under my Christmas tree. And I don't do that every year. And I'm glad I did it. And if you listeners do not have the Amazon 4-inch ribbon that we've shown before,
You must
get it.
You must
get it in a variety of colors and have it on hand. For sure white.
Yes.
But I did use it. I've talked about it on our Christmas tree. And then I wrapped presents. And that it's the ribbon. The ribbon.
It's the ribbon.
Makes it.
I could not agree with you more. I need to remember all these things to link. I'm linking this, and then I'm linking my tuxedo suit.
Should I write these things down?
And was there something else that we mentioned in this episode?
That little paper Christmas tree.
Oh, the paper Christmas tree. I don't think you can get the advent calendar anymore, but check out Penny Lynn.
Yeah, and Zara.
Okay, cool.
But I would, that's an easy thing to do any place in your house, very budget friendly, is to just wrap a few little presents.
Absolutely. It adds such a nice like grounding base.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very sweet. Yes. Right.
So those are my thoughts. Okay. Here we go. Holiday loving lately.
Let's share. Let's see what we have here.
Okay. We're going to ask these questions. What's one clothing item you've been reaching for nonstop this holiday season? Well, it's only December 4th, but what is one thing that you have that you can't wait to wear, or have you gotten something?
I feel like, we've been doing the 12 days of dresses. So we have all of these really pretty cocktail dresses that have just gotten me really excited for the holiday season. I also have been, I love this new fur jacket that I got from Zara. I think that was fun. I feel like we've gotten some fun, like sparkly pieces. Yeah. What about you? Do you have anything that's...
I love my new sweater that I have on right now.
I was going to say, your sweater is very holiday.
I didn't mean for it to be holiday, but I've worn it 3 times already.
It's so sweet. And this is like really heavy, really nice.
I really, really like it. And it just also happens to be red and white. Also, it's kind of crimson. I went to IU and their football season. I don't even really care about football, but I do because we're winning and we're doing really well. And I think I'm going to wear this on Saturday for the IU game.
It's the perfect weight. Oh, yes. I will say my Fair Isle sweaters, I feel like I've been wearing a lot.
Yes, you have.
And my new corduroy pants, I feel like everything is updated and fresh and fitting. So that's exciting for me.
I know one that I absolutely love. Staud booties.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing them right now.
And you also got them. I love them because they have a very small heel.
Yes.
But they're kind of pointy. So if you wear it, it elongates your leg. It looks like you have a higher heel on than you have. So it's, for me, it's a great like daytime boot.
That's actually a really good thing to ask for Christmas as well.
I'm going
to
write that down.
Write that down, please. Thank you so much for also taking notes during this episode because I'm wearing them right now. And it's like one of those things where you need them, but then you don't really think about it. But then it's a long winter and it's just the perfect shoe, especially for people who are going in the office or just like everyday living.
Yes.
So that's a good one.
It's a sharp
overall
one.
I'm feeling super happy about closet.
All right. Here's a question. Is there a winter accessory that you swear by that people might overlook?
A winter accessory that I swear by?
Yeah.
That's overlooked?
That's overlooked.
Okay. I think a lot of things in clothing and fashion can be overlooked. I think a sparkle is so underrated. I think you think in your head, oh, I don't need it. I don't know. You do. Mm. A sparkle is always going to be underrated for me. And that's overlooked because it's so, you can wear it so often. You know, you can just even wear it with like a little sweater and it just could be a necklace or an earring. We don't have to go crazy.
I did purchase from J. McLaughlin, which I don't buy very often, but I always like their stuff. A forest green sparkly button down.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And I think that with a velvet, I got velvet pants. And I think it can be dressed up or dressed down. And it's ideal for like a ladies' evening out.
Yeah. And I think like it's so hard sometimes because you feel like maybe you don't want to buy it or people, no one else is dressed up. I've been having, honestly, just like one stellar outfit after another. And I cannot tell you how great I felt. <That's> like, good. I really am so happy with my clothes. And I feel like it just has made me feel so great. And like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, where's that from? Like, it's right. just fun, you know?
Well, you also, I think you cleaned out the closet and then you replenished with some very nice, useful pieces.
Right. Well, I made a list. Like, I wasn't just like buying, like, you right. know, closing my eyes and buying everything. I made a list of things that I needed and I was very strategic with it. Mm-hmm. So I think that really helped as yeah. well.
This sweater you have on is darling. This is from Amazon
and it's so soft.
It comes in, of course, a bazillion colors. Right. And I love it.
No, this is just like a really good everyday. Yeah. But yeah, I think a sparkle is so overlooked. You could even do like a little sparkly handbag. Like, it's just lean. I would just say like lean into the holidays, you know?
Right.
As much as you can. I feel like with the nostalgic Christmas and the Ralph Lauren theme, like people are kind of going back to their roots and stuff.
I'm going to add on to that. I think that everyone should have some sort of a little fur scarf. Mm. And I remember Laura wearing this years ago and I went and got one. Like a black fur scarf that has that hole and you pull one side through.
It's so cute.
You can wear all black and put that on.
And you then, can
of course,
also
add
wear
your
that.
Sparkle earring.
Well, of course. But then you can yeah. still wear that for like January, February, yes. March. Something that I want to remind everybody before it's too late, because I know that there is somebody listening to this and you're going to get dressed for something and you're not going to have them. Go after this episode and replenish your tights.
Great.
Because I
idea.
Ran into this, I keep running into this problem, and then you ordered us some new tights. I don't know when tights started to become like disposable and they just break off of the first use. I feel like with all of the engineering and AI, you would think that the tight industry would pick up the pace.
Tighten up.
I mean, why am I only right. being able to use this? And we're being careful. We were out on Wednesday and one of Elizabeth's friends, like, brand new pair of tights, she was wearing them. She's like, I just went to the bathroom and they completely ripped all the it's annoying.
It's annoying. And whether you spend a lot or you don't, I feel
a lot, because they break too. I feel like we've tried across the board. And like last week for my birthday, I thought I had tights. Luckily I tried it on and then I was like, these are ripped. And so you got a pair. Yeah. To order some tights on Amazon, get like 3 pairs and just put them in your drawer. And then when you're running out the door for Christmas Eve mass and everybody's mm-hmm. screaming in the car, at least your tights will not be ripped.
And I did, I got everyone, all of us, some opaque ones, and I do like the Hue brand, H-U-E. I ordered them from Nordstrom.
Yes,
and I was
nice.
Gonna save them for Christmas, but no. We all need them right now.
They've apparently turned into tissues, Kleenex.
Yes, yeah. And then black nylons. I did order those from Nordstrom as well.
You did, yeah. I mean,
I had some Nordstrom points.
Of course.
But you definitely, that's a great
idea.
Or
even if you're at Target this week, like just grab some tights.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a good gift to get people, maybe.
Honestly. No, seriously. I don't know. If you really give like your sisters or something, like tights
are great.
Like a
little hostess gift or a little, like Secret Santa gift.
Yes.
Because nobody, or like they have those cute ones with the white or the black dots on them.
I do have some fun, but then again, I get worried. I do have one pair with like a pattern that last year I had to throw on because my actual tights were, and it was just like such a crazy moment for me. I had these like, I had so many different textures going on. But those are fun to add a little.
And we used to wear nylons all the time.
Of course, yes.
It's sad that that's gone away because your legs just looked better. Everything was better with them on.
Everything was better.
But I always would have an extra pair in my handbag.
Oh.
Like if I went to a wedding or something, in case I got a run, so I had a backup. So if you're getting some nylons, get like 3 pair.
Get like 3 pair.
Yeah.
Buy in bulk for your tights. Yeah.
That was a great idea.
Thank you. I was just like thinking about that the other day and I thought I had to tell you guys.
Yeah. I think that's a good
tight
one.
Tight awareness month. Right.
Okay. We might have already said this, but what's a festive outfit that you're excited to wear this month based on the different things that, like, some of you haven't worn yet that you are super excited to wear?
Okay, well, my answer was going to be my birthday outfit, but I am just, because we don't have, like, okay, this, you're going to laugh at me. This
I can't
is like
wait.
Some of my ideas. My new thing for this month, which is so crazy, we only have like 3 weekends till Christmas or whatever it is, Fridays or something. But I'm trying to like schedule holiday dinners with like a lot of my friends. So at each friend dinner, I'm going to make it like our holiday party.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. So I was texting some of my friends the other day and we're like trying to schedule dinner. And they're like, where should we go? I'm like, well, I have to like tell them the plan. And I know they're going to be excited about it. Right. Like, I'm like, go somewhere nice. And like, this is going to be our holiday party. Like, dress up and make this a huge thing. So that's kind of where I'm focusing some of my outfits towards.
Okay. So give me like, what do you think is going to be your first outfit that you're going to wear?
Well, I think I'm going to rewear the tuxedo
Oh, and maybe jacket. Just make it look different.
And make it look different.
With the black jeans.
Because I don't feel like enough people saw me in that from yesterday. Yeah. Like, not that you guys don't count, but and Instagram saw me, but like, you know, in live public action.
I love this idea.
I know. Isn't this funny? I thought of this in my head. Like, it's just a fun read because sometimes, you know.
You also don't have an office.
Well, I don't have an office party
to go
to.
We should go. The two of us should have an office lunch.
No, I know. And then I thought about that with Laura. I was like, we should have our own holiday party.
Maybe we should. I mean, we usually do. We exchange gifts. But, you know, when you guys were little, I stayed home, obviously. And every holiday season, Dad and I would call it my office party. And we would either meet for lunch or dinner. And it was our holiday work party. My holiday work party.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah,
because he was my coworker. Right.
I think I kind of got that idea from you. I'm like, why can't we do this with friends? And we're going to get a split of champagne and we're going to maybe order caviar and it's going to be a time.
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah. And it's just fun.
Celebrate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that as well. So I feel like I have.
So you really are back to the question.
Sorry.
I think this suit is going to be your go-to holiday outfit.
Yes. But then I feel like there's also like some tops in there and I'm pointing to the studio, like that cute little Avara.
Yes.
Like that white blouse. I got that really sweet sparkly jacket that Francis Valentine sent me. Like that, of course, needs to be worn for one of my many holiday dinners.
You know, you could also wear that tuxedo blazer with leather shorts. Ooh. And the tights that we were talking about before. That's a scary look.
That's so scary.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think you have leather shorts.
I do have leather shorts. I love tights and leather shorts. I think that's such a cool look. Yeah,
maybe for one of the office.
Oh, and then we ordered a sparkly, not to shout out Zara here, but a sparkly short, like cocktail-y dress from Zara.
Yes.
That is really sweet. That would be a great New Year's Eve dress, but I think I'm going to wear that as well to one of these dinners.
Well, and really looking at your 12 Days of Christmas dresses,
any of those are just
going to be like, great, and that Zara sparkly one's in there.
It's in there as well. Yeah. So that's, I don't know. I'm excited for my make-believe plans that I've made.
I love it. I think it's great. Okay, is there something from my closet you secretly want to steal right now?
I mean, everything. I feel like all of your handbags. No. What is something? Unfortunately, my mom and I are not the same shoe size, which is one of just. It's God sad. Gives his toughest battle. What is it? It's just terrible. So we're not the same size.
No.
But I feel like any of your purses I would happily take. Mm-hmm. Or like any of your, like, honestly, your clothes too, I would take. And your coats. Mm. There's so many things.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything in my closet you would take.
Well, one of your birthday presents was just from Bloomingdale's. And that gray sweater scarf.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
Even as you were opening it, I looked at it.
It looked like you, too.
Why didn't you get that for yourself?
Does it come in other colors?
I don't think so.
We need to shout out Bloomingdale's right now, specifically Aqua.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write this down
so I don't forget.
Get ready, guys. You're going to have a lot of links on Wednesday.
You will have a lot of or today.
Tuesday.
The show goes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, when does this go out?
Yeah.
Bloomingdale's is having a huge sale right now, obviously, for Cyber Monday. But I feel like they're still going to be marked down. Best sweaters. Elizabeth yesterday was like, I don't have any sweaters. And we're like, okay, well, like, let's find some sweaters. She's like very particular with her sweaters.
Yeah.
And they have the best sweaters and they're on sale. They're all, for the most part, under 100, even some cashmere. And I don't know why more people don't talk about Aqua.
We're talking about it.
So
I love Aqua.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Emily, what comfy at-home piece is getting the most wear, or do you think we'll get the most wear this December?
Oh, I got this from Garnet Hill. It's like this one-piece cashmere.
Oh.
One-piece cashmere outfit.
Jumpsuit,
but it's like for the home. So I think that's going to get a lot of use.
I think so, too. What color is it?
It's like a pretty camel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. You also did get another birthday present. I think you're going to wear a lot.
You got me these amazing Veronica Beard, like slide. Mm-hmm. It's not really a clog. It's just like a slide-on shoe. And they're Sherpa, and they have these studs, and they are so cool. And everybody better watch out, because I am going to show up. I'm going to roll up to my Pilates classes.
Yeah.
Me and Elizabeth were laughing, because I got these, like, cool slide-on shoes, and then you got me this, like, Lululemon set. And we were like, oh, my God, this is, like, so cool for Pilates. Like, when me and Elizabeth are literally the only two people in the class.
Yeah, right.
But we're ready. So those are really cute and cozy. And I feel like I'm going to wear them a lot because I could even wear them with jeans or like a little sweater. It's just super cool girl
vibes. I do like those. And I've seen a lot of different versions.
And you got them for yourself as well.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
A version.
So those are sweet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Okay. Now there's a section on gadgets.
Oh.
Shall we? What gadget has been making your holiday prep easier this month?
Gadget.
Oh, what about your makeup mirror?
I would say my makeup mirror. I would say my red light mask. Mm-hmm. I just got a Breville over Black Friday. So I feel like that's going to be a good gadget that's going to just make every morning a day to remember.
So amazing. That was the next one. Is there a kitchen or home device you're obsessed with lately? You haven't set it up yet.
I haven't set it up yet. So that's going to be, but I'm so excited to just, I mean, you guys have been talking. One thing about me is I'm going to beat a dead horse. Mm-hmm. And so I've been talking about this coffee maker for a while. And the Brevilles all went on sale for Black Friday. And I always get like, I get this big Amazon credit. So I was like, you know what? We're going to get a Breville. It's like half off.
Happy 26th to you.
Nothing says 26 like fresh beans and espresso. But I'm really excited because I got those new little espresso cups and this new like Mackenzie Childs canister because I worked with, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's going to have a facelift. And I'm really excited for my apartment coffee.
No, I think it's so sharp. Okay, what's the one gadget you'd recommend as a gift this year for people?
Oh, that's a great question. What would you say? Answer this for us.
Well, I bought it for our home. It's the heated face, like a heating pad for your face.
Yes.
And I think because I sound stuffy a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And then you, of course, have talked on your podcast about your jaw.
Right. It's always sore.
Yeah. It's always sore, but it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Clenching at night.
And you use it. I've used it too. I think that is going to be a great gadget for people to get, which I didn't even know those things existed. And then I saw it on Amazon and it's a heating pad made specifically for your face.
Yes. That's like a good, like, gift to give to your dad or like a stocking stuffer for like a brother or sister, something like that. Write that down so I can link that as well.
Writing it down. You know what else last year? I don't know if we've talked about this before. Just because, I don't know why, I purchased 2 little hand massagers.
Yes.
They were the hit of Christmas Day.
Oh my God, everyone was using them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need those too where you just like use it. Also, vibration plates have been a huge thing.
I've seen
many influencers using them. They're supposed to help with like lymphatic drainage and movement and like apparently like weight loss or whatever. You can get those also on Amazon. That's another, if you literally can't think of anything to get for somebody, get them a vibration plate and I feel like it'll be like fun on Christmas morning.
Yeah, that's a good toy.
That is a good toy.
Or any kind of full heating pad situation. Those are nice
heating
to have.
Heating pads are also good. Like sometimes going back to basics. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Claire and Connor have a good heating pad.
Actually, that could be a good thing to get her as she's cozy at home with the baby.
Right. All right. What small routine or habit is bringing you the most joy this December or will bring you the most joy? Well, a little routine or habit.
Okay, I think that just looking ahead, I think my coffee routine is going to be something that I'm very much looking forward to. But already something that I just love is my skincare routine. I have been a maniac about my skin for the past like 2 months. And I really need to go in depth about it because I've got some really great products that I feel like you're going to want to get your hands on that actually worked. Mm-hmm. And I was getting a lymphatic drainage massage the other day with a new woman. I actually think that really has also helped clear my skin up a lot. But I was with a new lady and she was saying something about my skin. I said, oh my God, I've been on a whole skincare journey. And she goes, well, you have arrived. Like your skin, I thought that was so funny.
That's so cute.
I know. So I love my skincare routine now. I look forward to it in the morning and the night. I hate doing my makeup, but I love doing my skincare.
I think your skin looks incredible.
I really worked on it. And my skin was in a bad place, I would say, like for a while.
I didn't think so, but you thought so.
I mean, it wasn't like crazy, but it just was always, there was always something up. I always was breaking out around my mouth. And I was like, you know what? We're going to just buckle down. And I mean, unfortunately, like it's like a million products that I'm using. It's not just one thing, but I stuck with it.
That's good.
Shout out to prescription tretinoin.
Yeah. No, your skin looks fantastic.
Yeah, I'd put that in my coffee if I could. It's amazing.
Okay.
What about you? What's a routine that you...
You know what I was doing all weekend? It's a mental routine. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, of course it does.
You know, like at one point there were massive amount of dishes. So instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to do all these dishes. Mm-hmm. I've been switching it in my brain for the last, I think maybe 6 days. I'm grateful I have the opportunity to do this.
Whoa. Okay. Deep.
Yeah. And I honestly think it's helping. Like, what's the alternative? I mean,
That's so nice. Wait, yeah. Skincare vanity over here. Wait, I love that. I'm going to start doing that.
No, but I've been really trying. Like, I'm so grateful I get to do this.
Yeah. I think that that's a really lovely thing to do.
Because there, I mean, we all have so many mundane things that we have to do. That's just life. Little things that over and over, the laundry, all of that. And so I'm switching, and I don't even mind doing that stuff, but sometimes when there's a lot.
Yes, yes.
I've been trying to mentally switch.
Okay, I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm so grateful I get to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that I get to do this.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
So, I mean.
Okay, Anne.
Maybe my skin will look pretty like yours if I keep doing that.
Wait, I need to start doing that as well.
Yeah, I don't. Other than that, I've been really good with my red light.
Your yoga, I feel like you've been doing.
Yep. Yep. I'm doing that. And weights.
And weights.
I found a lady that I really like on YouTube, and it's no repeat, and it's like 20 minutes of weights.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I just needed something different.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And that definitely helped.
The fam's been using the sauna a lot more.
I haven't, but I haven't Elizabeth either. And not, Terry not have.
Right. Elizabeth and Terry have.
That's a good idea,
but too. But I like your first routine. I think that was probably the correct answer.
Yeah,
was,
just mentally. I mean, all the studies on gratitude. And sometimes I go through spurts where I write in a gratitude journal. I try when I say prayers at night to just mentally say what I'm grateful for. But I have noticed just mentally switching when my initial reaction is, I can't believe I have to wait so long in this line, that kind of stuff, switching it to, I'm actually really grateful that I'm here and I get to do this.
I think with the baby being born and everything, like, more of that has been at the forefront of my brain.
Right.
Just because, like, I don't know why.
Yeah. There's maybe a new life coming.
Yeah, there's a new life coming. That's really sweet. I'm going to start doing that.
By myself. But I did buy myself a new pair this morning because we were talking about it. I have a pair. My sister gave me a pair last year that I keep at the lake, which I love. And then I needed a new pair here because mine are about a year old. And I think that this brand only lasts about a year. Like, it's time to refresh.
I think that's normal too, to replace them.
I don't have Uggs or anything like that.
No.
I love mine. They are the version of a loafer in a slipper form.
That is so you.
They're on sale right now. They're from Ann Taylor. Maybe I'll write this down. And I got a pair of black ones and then a dark chocolate brown. Mm-hmm. And they have a little horse bit thing. And I really like them. You just slide them on. And if you're just walking around your house and you have, like, kind of a cute outfit on, they still look cute. Don't you think?
Totally. They're such Ann shoes, too.
Yeah. They're like not super slipper. Cheap. They're on sale. They're about $100. You probably could buy Uggs for that. But I like these.
Yeah, I like those. Sometimes Uggs are, like, really hot.
They get too hot for me.
You know? And so, but I like the Jeep Factory ones. I like, Anthropologie has some good ones.
Anthropologie has super cute ones I've seen with, they're kind of open toe. And they don't keep my feet warm enough, but they have big bows on them. And they come in like four or five different colors. Those look really fluffy and furry.
I feel like Anthropologie always does like gift giving well.
They do.
Claire got me a really cute martini beaded purse, like in the shape of a martini. It's so adorable for just a night out or dinner. I think it's hilarious. I love that quirky stuff.
Yeah. I'm writing that down too.
Write that down.
Yeah. What so that's your cozy thing.
Yeah.
We talked a while ago about the Minky Couture blankets.
Yes, we did.
And how I don't love it. It falls right. It slides a lot. I don't like it for what I need it for.
Yes.
But I did succumb again and I bought a Lola blanket. I used a 40% off their winter collection and I'm going to try that one.
I think that's, keep us updated. They look really comfy cozy. Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I like that.
Did you ever order the Cranberry Poppy? I feel like all we're talking about is ordering right now, but like it's the holiday season. So.
Cranberry Poppy. So Elizabeth at college was a poppy rep.
Yeah,
they she's like an ambassador. An ambassador, that's the word. And so she had events and then there would be extra. So we've had a lot of poppy. And last holiday season, it was a brand new flavor and it was Cranberry Fizz, I think it's called.
Yes.
And Claire was trying to find it. I think Connor got some at Costco. And then Elizabeth told me the other day it's on Amazon. It's like a limited edition and it's a 2-pack. It's Cranberry Fizz and something
else.
It's
so good.
But it's not coming for like a week or so.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So wow. If you need a little, in fact, I remember last year on Christmas, I think we used it as a base for a mixed cocktail.
For like Moscow Mules or something. It was so good.
It was really good.
Yes, that's a really good idea if you're having a party or if you're like hosting. That's like a cute thing to bring over to people because you can't get it.
Right.
Right.
So good job thinking
about
that.
Should we write
that
down? Or
I'll write that down.
Okay, why don't we write that down? Yeah.
Poppy. You're going to have a lot of links.
There's so many things.
But you know what? You have to. We have to help each other with these ideas.
Oh my gosh, of course.
It makes things so much easier.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
Let's do like one more question.
Okay. What about, what's a nostalgic holiday treat that still makes you really happy? Like something from when you were little.
Oh, well, the strawberry bread that you make every year. Mm. I mean, that's on Christmas, but I mean, how could you get more nostalgic than that?
Yeah,
I live for that bread.
That's really good.
I literally live for that bread.
And I think we've talked about this bread before. It requires strawberries, frozen strawberries in a syrup, which is not easy to find.
It's a hunt.
And
kind of part of the fun.
I need to write that on my own separate list right now because I need to order it. Our grocery store doesn't have it. I've had to drive far and wide to get it. And I'm going to see if I can order some.
Oh, that's smart. Didn't like Costco have it for a while?
And when I say order, I mean DoorDash it.
Right,
because there's a couple of stores that are I don't want to go to. Mm-mm. And I think they have it.
Yes.
So yeah. I might get those. And
then
just stick
idea.
It in the freezer so I have it.
If you want to start a tradition, start that because it's so good. I'll share, write that down. I got to share the recipe.
Okay.
The name of this episode is going to be write that down. I love the, we can maybe on next week's episode kind of talk about some of the Christmas traditions. I feel like we've gone over them so often, but if this is something that sparks an interest, you know, you're so good with, we take our tradition so seriously and it's mm-hmm. so solid to, it's so, you know, that's what makes the holidays. Like, we are nothing without our traditions.
No, we love traditions, but I will say they can be very simple traditions.
No, yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
very simple, like
you don't
strawberry
have to make
bread
it,
or
right.
a recipe is an easy place to start every year that you make over and over again.
And honestly, if you keep it simple enough, like the strawberry bread, and then I always make the same egg situation with puff pastry that is so simple, but there's no thinking. Like, I mean, a part of a tradition is it makes it easy.
Right. I'll share that recipe as well.
Yeah. You know what you're going to make. Like, I'm not hemming and hawing trying to figure out what I'm going to do. We all know what I'm going to do.
Yes. And you have the same Christmas china and we have the same brunch. And like the dinners usually change Christmas to Christmas.
Well,
but
you
that,
like to mix up
well,
some
sure,
stuff.
You don't want to be a psycho. But
and we I do St. Nicholas Day.
And you do St. Nicholas Day.
But maybe St. Nicholas will bring a baby.
Wouldn't that be insane?
Like, oh
in our
God,
shoe
I literally is
gonna,
a brand new baby.
I'm going to die. I cannot wait for baby Bean.
So St. Nicholas Day is December 6th. Maybe that's what...
That's a solid day to be born.
Isn't it?
I love that the baby's born in December.
Yeah.
So cute. Oh mm-hmm. my God. I can't even handle it.
I know.
Okay. Well, I think that's our show because we have a lot to do. And I am so happy that we sat down and caught up with you all. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a great start to your December. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. The holidays can be stressful, but they can also be so fun.
Yes. So
just
fun.
Picture yourself in February when you have no will to live and it's freezing cold outside. Right. You're going to want this month back. So soak it up.
Right.
Plan a holiday dinner with your girlfriends. Get dressed up. Make your own magic and fun because...
Yep.
It's all around us.
Yes.
Everything will be linked down below. And we will be back this week. I don't know who's going to be back, but somebody. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're on Baby Watch. I will keep you all abreast of the situation. As much information as I can share. Thank you all so much for listening. And remember that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.